the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha. Interesting to note how the bracha starts with Yerushalayim Ircha. The Lamal Shinim also starts like that. Most brachas don't sound like that. The bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, Bainim Yerushalayim, is brought down connected what the Malachim said when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Bainim Yerushalayim. And the Yaris Dvash, he says about these brachas, Yerushalayim Ircha and Tzemach David, he's Marich on the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Olber quotes that actually the entire thing in Alishur. He has brings out the whole Yaris Dvash on Shmoneh Esrei. But he says specifically, he says, Sorech Lahirid Dimok Mein Afugais. During these brachas, Abin Yerushalayim Achzaris Karen David, Ki Tachlis Shlemus Ha'anoishi. So he says, Tachlis Shlemus Ha'anoishi. What does that mean? Her, what he means is that the Indian of Bani Yerushalayim is, and the Malchus Beis David, is Giloi Kvod Malchus HaBavel. And that's the whole Indian of Malchus. The Malchus of Beis David was different than the Malchus of Goyim. The purpose of the Malchus of Beis David is to reflect. It says, Vayeshev Shlomo HaMelech Hashem. It says that Shlomo HaMelech Kilo was Yeshev HaMelech Hashem, Al Kisei Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, because that was the whole purpose. The whole purpose of Shlomo HaMelech and why he married all the women, Mechulu, everything was to be Mamlech, to be Rebbeinu Shlomo, to be Megalek, Fein Mechusei Ba'ilam. David HaMelech, I once heard that David HaMelech is Dalet V'Dalet. Dalet Vav Dalet. It's like Dalet V'Dalet. What is Dalet? Dalet? It's really the letter, Dalet. Something which is Dal, which is very lowly, has nothing from itself. Something which is very poor. What is the poorest thing in the entire world? The poorest thing in the entire world that has nothing from itself is a mirror. All it does is reflect. Spiegel Tichop. It reflects whatever it is that it's, but it has nothing from itself. You never see any of itself. You always, whenever you're looking inside, you see something else. So that's what David HaMelech was. David HaMelech reflected the Malchus of Rebbeinu Shlomo. Yerushalayim Yerchan and Tzemach, they're really intertwined. V'chisei David Meir L'Seich HaTochen, the Bachredi is Meir. What does this have to do with this bracha? V'chisei David Meir L'Seich HaTochen, the Chartz Morshach, the Tzemach David. We'll get to that in a minute. V'yerushalayim Yerchan Barachmim Toshuv, so why does it say V'yerushalayim Yerchan? Some of the farish that there's a specific connection between Al HaTzadikim. When the Tzadikim have the Ramas Keren, then we'll bring it to V'yerushalayim Yerchan. So an interesting shot that the Yonat Tfilah says that is the unit. So it's our tefillah. He says, "Yerushalayim Yircha." That we know that Yerushalayim shall matas mechuba kineged Yerushalayim shall ma'ala. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made it with nishba that he's not going to be nechnas to Yerushalayim shall ma'ala until he's machzir his shechina to Yerushalayim shall mata. So Yerushalayim Yircha v'rachim tashuv is Yerushalayim is also to Yerushalayim. In other words, there's two Yerushalayim that we're handling here. There's Yerushalayim shall mata and Yerushalayim shall ma'ala, and both of those Yerushalayim Yircha v'rachim tashuv also to Yerushalayim down here. In addition to Yerushalayim Shalmailo, Berachamim Toshuv. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ani, Shafti Yerushalayim Berachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisho Berachamim. The Pasuk says, actually in Nach, it says that, Al Afi Val Chamasi Hoysa Yir Azois. That this Yerushalayim was Kilu, caused the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar and anger because of the Averis. And therefore, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalayim, Yerushalayim Yircha Berachamim Toshuv, it should be Keneged, that Chema and that kath that you have because of Yerushalayim, it should be, you should return to Yerushalayim, but this time it should be Barachim. Barachim is always without our schos, even if we don't deserve it, you should be able to return. V'sishkin v'seicha kasher divarto, uvenei v'sabak rabbi v'in v'inanar. V'sishkin v'seicha, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashkin v'shachanti v'seicha Yerushalayim, like the Pasuk says. It really lechur should say uvenei yisabekara biyameinu v'sishkan b'secho. After the binyan, then Kadosh Baruch Hu's mashna shchinosay. So it seems that we're talking about two different chalakim here. V'sishkan b'secho means in the Beis Hamikdash, kasher dibarato, like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, v'shachanti b'secho Yerushalayim. But it's specifically in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvenei yisav, the rest of Yerushalayim should be built b'karav biyameinu b'nanuim. Not just the Beis Hamikdash, the rest of Yerushalayim. Bekar v'yameinu means quickly v'yameinu, that we should have the schos of seeing it. It could be quickly in the realm of 2,000 years of Galus. 10 years could be quickly, but if a person is not zeichet to be alive in 10 years, that's not v'yameinu. Bekar v'yameinu v'nyan oilam. It should be quickly a v'nyan oilam. What's a v'nyan oilam? V'nyan oilam is that, as opposed to Yerushalayim, in the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the first one, the second one, which was built by Shlomo HaMelech, by Ezra, the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, which was destroyed, when it's built by the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's going to be a binyan oilam. It's also the Goyim weren't gonna. I remember having in mind when I was a bachur here. They were, and a few years after that, it was Intifada. There was bombs going on a number of times during the Intifada. Thinking afterwards, because of Yemenu Binyan Erlam, that it shouldn't be, no bombs should go off. No, there shouldn't be anything that's destroyed because of the Goyim. But that's really what the Mefarshim is saying. Binyan Erlam is that it shouldn't be Nechrav by the Goyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is vayne, it's going to be a bin. It's not going to be. It's not shach that it's going to have a kiyum. Only when Kadosh Baruch Hu is vayne, it'll have a kiyum. Mechit seidavin mehir l'seicha tochin. And this is really a hemshich of the Yerushalayim Yerchol. Yerushalayim, the real bin in Yerushalayim, haruchani. Betem, if you look around, Yerushalayim is all built up. Jerusalem sky is even going up soon. We have all over Yerushalayim. We have buildings, tremendous buildings, skyscrapers. 20 floors, hundreds of thousands of Yidden living in Yerushalayim, Merkev HaTakala. What are we missing? We're missing that's not the Yerushalayim that they're referring to really. Yerushalayim Yerucho V'Racham Toshu V'Tishkin B'Seicho V'Nei Oisa B'Karav Yein, who means that it should be built up in its Krema, in its stature, spiritual stature, its ruch, in its Ruchnis. We should have the Beit HaMikdash and everything else that comes along with that. And a big chelik of that is the chitzei David Meir L'Seicha Tochen, that we should have the schus of having David HaMelech, having Malchus, once again return to the Makom HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, because the purpose of Malchus is to be Megalek Kvoyin Malchus, the purpose of Malchus Lamata is to be Megalek Kvoyin Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamala. The Meila, we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chitzei David Meir L'Seicha Tochen, inside of it should you establish the Chisei David, which will help him be Megale Kvoyin Malchusay to the entire world, not just in Yerushalayim, but to the entire world. And I think anytime that it says Meher, it seems throughout Shemoneh Esrei that Meher means when anytime that there's a chash of Chil Hashem, there's Meher. It should be quickly. There shouldn't be that Chil Hashem of not having the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Atah Hashem, Bein Yerushalayim. Bein Yerushalayim is Lashon of present. Hoyve. It doesn't say Yivne Yerushalayim, which most of the brachas are like that. Is good. Goyel Yisrael, right? All these brachas are constant. What's the reason why it's constant? Because everything that goes on now is be'etzem a chelik, part of the process of building the Yerushalayim. So the Mefarshim down that says that the Eish, the Choymas Eish, which we talk about in Nachim, right? Because the Baruch is going to bring the Choymas Eish around Yerushalayim. Says, you're not going to find it in Shachar. But it says that Maniach Chaim Yisrael Sovimba, right? I think it's what we say in Nachim. Where does that Chaim come from? Ki ato Hashem be'esh yitzato, be'esh ato osi livno yisa, kom over ni yeyela num Hashem Chaim Yisrael Sovimba. Where does this Chaim Yisrael come from? From the Eish which is created, the fire of the Avoido, of the Tvilus, of the Davening. That creates it, that builds the bricks of this Chayma, and everything that goes on, all the Ma'uris, everything that's happening in the Golis, that's all a chelik of the Binyan of Yerushalayim, which we zeichet to bekarav mamish b'meher b'yamin.